Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, oh, how did it go?
Not so good. He walked me to the subway and said, we should do this again.
Oh.
What? He said we should do it again. That's good, right?
No. Loosely translated, we should do this again means you will never see me naked.
Since when?
Since always. It's like dating language, you know, like, it's not you means it is you.
Oh, you're such a nice guy means I'm going to be dating leather-wearing alcoholics and complaining about them to you.
Or you know, I think we should see other people means. I already am.
And everybody knows it.
Oh, yes.
Cushions the blow. Yeah, it's like when you're a kid and your parents put your dog to sleep and they tell you it went off to live on some farm.
That's funny. No, because our parents actually did send our dog off to live on a farm. What? Hello? The Milners Farm in Connecticut? The Milners, they had this unbelievable farm that they had, you know, horses and then rabbits that he could chase. And it oh my God, shit.
Knowing you're about to die.
Warden, in 5 minutes, my pain will be over. But you'll have to live with the knowledge that you sent an honest man to die.
Hey, that was really good.
Yeah?
Okay, let's keep going. Okay. So, what do you want from me, Damone? Huh?
I just want to go back to my cell. Because in my cell, I can smoke.
Smoke away! I think this is probably why Damone smokes in his cell alone. Relax your hand. Let your wrist go. Not so much.
Oh, thank you.
All right, now try taking a puff.
No, I'm not giving you a cigarette.
It's fine. Look, do you want to get this part or not?
Yeah.
All right, now, don't think of it as a cigarette. Think of it as the thing that has been missing from your hand. When you're holding it, you feel right. You feel complete.
You miss it?
No, not so much. All right, now we smoke. Oh, my God.
Chandler, give me that.
No. You got your option. You can smoke it like this.
Chandler.
Or you can hold it in your mouth and smoke it like this.
Chandler, give me the cigarette.
Give me. All right, you try.
Thank you. Okay, how's this?
Okay, that's not bad. All right, now when you're finished, it's really cool if you flick it. You flick it. That's good. All right, you keep practicing, and I'll go put out the sofa. I thought it had to do with the size of a guy's feet.
No. They say it's the same as the distance from the tip of a guy's thumb to the tip of his index finger.
That's ridiculous.
Can I use either thumb?
I'd rather go with the foot theory.
All right, don't tell me. Decaf cappuccino for Joey. Johnny Black. Latte. And an iced tea.
You're pretty good at this.
Excellent. Yeah. That's
good.
Yeah.
Good for me.
It's not even worth it. It's my bank. What did they do to you? It's just okay. I'm going through my mail and I open up their monthly, statement.
Easy.
And there's $500 extra dollars in my account.
Oh, Satan's minions at work again?
Yes, because now I have to go down there and deal with them.
What are you talking about? Keep it.
It's not mine. I didn't earn it. If I kept it, it would be like stealing.
Yeah, but if you spent it, it would be like shopping.
Okay. Let's say I bought a really great pair of shoes. Do you know what I hear with every step I took? Not mine. And even if I was happy, and skipping, I'd hear, not mine. We're with you. We got it. Okay. I'd never be able to enjoy it. It would be like this giant karmic debt. Taylor, what are you doing? Hey, what are you doing?
I'm smoking.
Oh, I can't believe you. You've been so good for 3 years.
And this is my reward.
Hold on a second, all right? Just think about what you went through the last time you quit. You know what? Forget about you. Think about what we went through the last time you quit.
Okay, so this time I won't quit.
No.
Put it out. All right, I'm putting it out.
Oh, no. I can't drink this now. All right, I'm going to go change. I've got a date.
This Alan again. How's it going?
Going pretty good, Nice. We're having fun.
But when do we get to meet the guy?
Yeah.
You say today's Monday? Never.
Oh.
No, not after what happened with Steve.
What are you talking about? We love Steve. Steve was sexy. Sorry.
Look, I don't even know how I feel about him yet. Just give me a chance to figure that out.
Well, then, can we meet him?
Nope. Sorry.
Joey, let it go.
Hey, why should I let them meet him? I bring a guy home, and within 5 minutes, they're all over him. They're like coyotes picking off the weak members of the herd.
As someone who's seen more than her share of bad beef, I'll tell you, that is not such a terrible thing. Come on now, though. Your friends are just looking out after you.
Once I bring a guy home they actually like.
Well, you do realize that the odds of that happening are a little slimmer if they never get to meet the guy.
I know. You mind if I whimper a little bit?
Whimper.
Okay, I'm done.
Let it go, Ross.
Yeah, well, you didn't know Chi-Chi.
You all promise?
Yeah, we promise. We'll be good.
Chandler, do you promise to be good?
You can come in, but your filthy kid little buddy has to stay outside.
Dear Ms. Buffet, thank you for calling attention to our error. We have credited your account to $500. We're sorry for the inconvenience, and hope you'll accept this football phone as our free gift. Do you believe this? Now I have $1,000 and a football phone.
What bank is this?
Who is it?
Chandler! He's here!
Do I look okay?
One more button.
Okay.
Clothes. How about clothes?
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh. Please be good. Okay, do you remember how much you all like me? Hi. Alan, this is everybody. Everybody, this is Alan.
Hi.
Hi, Alan.
I've heard so much about all of you guys.
call you tomorrow. Okay. Okay, let's see Alan Gashin begin. Who's going to take the first shot? Come on.
I'll go. Let's start with the way he kept picking. I'm sorry, I can't do this. Can't do it. We loved him.
We loved him!
Wait a minute. We're talking about someone that I'm going out with?
Yeah!
That pimento trick?
I will never look at an olive the same way again.
And did you notice?
Yeah.
You know what was great? The way his smile was kind of crooked.
Yes, like the man in the shoe.
What shoe?
From the nursery rhyme. There was a crooked man who had a crooked smile who lived in a shoe for a while.
So I think Alan will become the yardstick against which all future boyfriends will be measured.
Future boyfriends. No, I think this could be, you know.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I'd marry him just for his David Hasselhoff impression alone.
You know I'm going to be doing that at parties, right? You know what I like most about him, though?
What?
The way he makes me feel about myself.
How was the game?
Well,
we won! Fantastic! I have one question. How is that possible?
Alan, it was unbelievable. He was like that Bugs Bunny cartoon where Bugs is playing all the positions, right? But instead of Bugs, it was first base Alan. Second base Alan. First base.
It was like you made us into a team.
Yep, we sure showed those acidic jewelers a thing or two about softball.
Thanks.
Can I ask you guys a question? Do you ever think that Alan is maybe sometimes...
What?
I don't know, a little too Alan? No, that's impossible. He'd never be too Alan.
Yeah, it's his innate Alan-ness that we adore.
I personally could have a gallon of Alan.
Oh.
Hey, Lizzie.
Hey, weird girl.
I'll bring you out the pet soup.
You got the vowel?
Yes,
but I left in the Y. You know, sometimes Y.
I also have something else for you.
Saltine?
No, but would you like $1,000 and a football phone?
What? Oh, my God. Oh, my God, there's really money in here.
I know.
Weird girl, what are you doing?
I want you to have it. I don't want it.
No, I have to give you something.
No, it's fine. You don't...
You want my tinfoil hat?
No, because you need that.
No, it's okay. Please, let me do something.
Okay, all right, I'll tell you what. You buy me a soda, and then we're even. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Pretzel?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
See ya.
Huh.
thumb?
I know. I opened it up, and there it was, just floating in there like this tiny little hitchhiker.
Well, maybe it's a contest, you know, like collect all five.
Does anyone want to see?
No.
Oh, hey,
it's worse
than
the thumb.
Hey, this is so unfair.
Oh, why is it
unfair? So I have a flaw. Big deal. Like Joey's constant knuckle cracking isn't annoying, and Ross with his overpronouncing every single word, and Monica with that snort when she laughs. I mean, what the hell is that thing? I accept all those flaws. Why can't you accept me for this? Does the knuckle cracking bother everybody?
Well, I could live without it.
Was it like a little annoying, or is it like when Phoebe chews her hair?
Oh, now don't listen to him, Phoebe. All right, I think it's endearing.
Oh, you do, do you?
Now, there's nothing wrong with speaking correctly.
Indeed, there isn't.
I should really get back to work. Yeah, otherwise someone might get what they actually ordered.
Well.
Oh, the hair comes out and the gloves come off. Ever go out with a guy your friends all really like?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm going out with a guy my friends all really like. Were we talking about the coyotes here? All right. A cow got through. Can you believe it? You know what? I just don't feel the thing. I mean, they feel the thing. I don't feel the thing.
Honey. You should always feel the thing. Listen, if that's how you feel about the guy, Monica, dump him.
No, it's just going to be really hard.
Well, he's a big boy. He'll get over it.
No, he'll be fine. The other five I'm worried about.
Do you have any respect for your body?
Don't you realize what you're doing to yourself?
Hey, you know, I've had it with you guys and your cancer and your emphysema and your heart disease. The bottom line is smoking is cool and you know it.
Chandler, it's Alan. He wants to speak to you.
Really? He does?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Oh, she... told you about that, huh? Well, yeah, I have one now and then. Well, yeah, now. Oh, it's not that big. Well, that's true. Gee, you know, no one's ever put it like that before. Well, okay, thanks.
God, he's good.
If only he were a woman.
Yeah.
Ew, lamb chop.
How old is that sock? If I had a sock in my hand for 30 years, it'd be talking too.
Okay, I think it's time to change somebody's nicotine patch.
Hey. Joey
ate my last stick of gum, so I killed him. You think that was wrong?
There you go.
Ooh, I'm alive with pleasure now.
Do you have the rest of the Pop Tart?
Does anyone want the rest of this Pop Tart?
Hey, I might.
You know, those stupid soda people gave me $7,000 for the thumb.
Oh, are you kidding? My God.
And on my way over here, I stepped in gum.
What is up with the universe?
What's going on?
Nothing. I just think it's nice when we're all here together.
It's nicer when everyone gets to wear their underwear. Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, please. Guys, we have to talk. Wait. I'm getting a deja vu. No, I'm not. All right, we have to talk. There it is! Okay, it's about Alan.
Oh, speaking of which, would you tell him that we're on to the Renaissance Fair next weekend?
Guys, before you get into that, there's something that you should know. I mean, there's really no easy way to say this. I've decided to break up with Alan.
Is there somebody else?
No. It's just, you know, things change. People change.
We didn't change.
So that's it? It's over? Just like that?
You know, you let your guard down. You know, you start to really care about someone, and I... I could go on pretending.
Okay.
No. That wouldn't be fair to me. It wouldn't be fair to Alan. It wouldn't be fair to you.
Yeah, well, who wants fair? I mean, I just want things back, you know, the way they were.
I'm sorry.
Oh, she's sorry. I feel better.
I just can't believe this. I mean, with the holidays coming up, I wanted them to meet my family.
I'll meet someone else. There'll be other Alan.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys going to be okay?
Hey, we'll be fine. We're just going to need a little time.
I understand.
Wow.
I'm really sorry.
I'm sorry, too. But I gotta tell you, I am a little relieved.
Relieved?
Yeah, well, I mean, I had a great time with you. I just can't stand your friends.
Remember when we went to Central Park and rented boats? That was fun.
Yeah. You could roll like a Viking.
Hi.
So how'd it go?
You know, did he mention us? He says he's really gonna miss you guys.
You had a rough day, huh?
Oh, no idea.
Come here.
That's it. I'm getting cigarettes.
No. I don't care. Game's over. I'm weak. I've got to smoke. I've got to have the smoke.
If you never smoke again, I'll give you $7,000.
Yeah, all right.